I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Central American nation of Guatemala has one of the highest murder rates anywhere. Both candidates vying for the country's presidency this November are promising to crack down hard on crime. A lot of the violence in the north, along the border with Mexico, is related to drug trafficking. But in the country's capital, Guatemala City, the main culprits are young gang members. Reporter Miles Esty found one former gang leader in the city who's trying to steer kids away from crime.
This is Tonio. He's teaching a computer class to attentive teenagers in Guatemala City. Sleeve tattoos down his skinny arms betray his previous life.
Jonathan Aníbal.
Tonio says he entered gang life young, and that by his early teens, he would take on contracts for drug traffickers, force girls he liked to have sex with him, and rob and kill at whim. For revenge, he once killed a family with a grenade. Tonio grew up in the notorious neighborhood of El Limón, on the outskirts of Guatemala City. His dad died young. His mom remains a drug dealer. At the height of his street life, he ran a crew of almost 70 teenage gangsters. Many of them are dead now, including his three younger brothers. He feels personal responsibility for the high rates of violence in Guatemala's youth.
Every time I see the news or see someone in an ambulance, I say to myself, that could be anyone. It gives me goosebumps because I think, I started this. What a horrible person I was.
Tonio was in and out of jail repeatedly for his crimes. He's been out of gang life now for more than 6 years, and he is again leading youth, though in a very different way.
Emily Gabriela.
The computer class is one of his many mentoring responsibilities with a group called SEBA. Offering a variety of skills, mentoring, counseling, and friendship, SEBA gives people like Tonio a chance to change. But the first challenge is reaching them on the streets. This converted bus is affectionately called the Peace Donkey. The mobile unit offers a small clinic on one side and a space for conflict resolution on the other. Both are free. SEBA's street team uses this as their home base, fanning out daily into some of Guatemala City's most dangerous zones. Eric Cheu and Gabriel Cuellar walk through an area known as Villa Lobos Dos, en route to a neighborhood meeting. They spend their days building ties with community leaders. In the evening, they walk the same barrios, looking for youth hanging around. They sit and talk with the kids, let them know what SEBA does and where the center is. Ideally before they slip into Guatemala's violent gang culture.
The best approach is to work with the youth who are one step away from entering the gangs, rather than the ones who are already in them. You get in the gang and there's no return. That's why we work in prevention.
Gabriel shrugs off the obvious dangers of his job. He sees the violence amongst youth getting worse, and kids as young as 8 and 9 being recruited to kill and steal. But he also sees some positive results from his work. He says it's satisfying to see that at the very least, they're getting young people interested in other things. When they leave the class, he continues, the kids start asking questions about safe sex or human rights, or they'll come out and ask for advice about the problems they face. Back at SEBA's main center, 17-year-old Luis Tercinos says he took his first steps 7 months ago. He's not as open about his past as his teacher, Tonio. But with neatly gelled hair and a suit 3 sizes too big, he beams at his progress.
To be honest, I never imagined myself in a place like this, getting to know people like college graduates or lawyers that actually want to support me. I feel proud of what I'm achieving and where I am now. I want to learn from my mistakes and try to overcome them.
For those trying to get Guatemala's kids to steer clear of gang violence, it can be an uphill battle. But progress can be measured through the success of people like Luis, one story at a time. For The World, I'm Miles Esty in Guatemala City.
You get an idea of what life is like on the streets of Guatemala, a country that in 2009 reported more civilian deaths than Iraq. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.